to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace and Aubrey Mass.
So, true beliefs lately. Like, what do you truly believe? This has been something that's been coming up in my world a lot because I've been teaching, you know, and then I'm back in this area where I've lived and on and off for many of years, where I find community very easily. And I think that's a hard thing to find in a lot of places in the world, where you actually find your people, where you're like, these people all speak my language. They may not all be my people, but for the most part, I can have a good conversation, you know, and be truly seen. And I've been wondering a little bit about that. Like, I've got my son in this outdoor school, and I met with the bus driver the other day, and he was like, you know what I really love about this is that, like, everybody that goes here, like, truly believes that, like, the children need to be fostered in a different way, especially at my son's age, you know, because he's much younger. I was like, that's really interesting about, like, what are our true beliefs and how do we choose to show up for them and how do we choose to do the work to figure out what the hell they are, you know?
When our true beliefs are really not supported by the inundation of what you should believe.
Right.
The inundation of what you should believe is overwhelming.
Yeah.
It makes us fall in line. It makes us do what everybody else is doing. When meanwhile, we want to stand up and go, I think this is wrong.
Right.
Or this isn't working. Or I feel like this hurts. Or I see a different way. That's not fostered.
Right.
Unless you punch through and do it anyway.
Right. And then you have to have a level of, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is what's true to me. Like, you know, like, my son's a prime example of the situation. Like, he's in this outdoor school and he's just entering kindergarten. And, like, it's not our mainstream public school system. And I keep hearing all of these people around me being like, but is he learning how to read? Is he learning his numbers? Is he learning his letters? And my only response is like, is he learning to enjoy school? Because he's going to be in school for a long ass time. Is he enjoying actually learning about things in his environment? Because
curiosity.
That's really important to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not met with that visual, right, in society.
Mm-hmm. My son is a preteen now. Mm-hmm. I'm having to own that because he's being very bossy. Like, he'll be doing something when he and I are very close. Now that he's a preteen, he'll look up at me every once in a while. Meanwhile, he's a Capricorn rising. Okay, so let's honor the fact that he's the boss of the whole wide world, whatever.
And
he'll look up every once in a while and go, I want to do this right now, and I'd like for you to go away. And I'm like, let's evaluate that. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to go away, or would you like some time to yourself? Oh, yes, I would like some time to myself. Okay, right. Very good. So that kind of child.
Yeah.
When he's the boss of the whole wide world, when he's in the best public school available in Dallas that I can get him in,
right?
They're still telling the children that they should be hit by their parents.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And wow. My son said, my parents have never hit me and they never will. And the teacher said, maybe it's the problem.
Are you shitting me?
Nope. Mm-mm. Guess who got an email from me?
Right.
Everyone.
Right.
The principal, the superintendent,
the whole district.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yes. You can't just go, oh, this is what we're doing now. No,
right.
This is not what we're doing now.
Right.
Absolutely not. Going against what everyone tells you have to do based on your true beliefs.
So let me ask you a question, because you and I are so similar in this, like, with Scorpio energy and, you know, my placements within Aries, where I just get super reactive of, like, somebody tells me that stupid ass shit. I immediately come at them like, what the fuck did you just say to my child? What the fuck did you just say to me? Let me tell you how this is going to go. That's not what is acceptable whatsoever. So obviously I think, like, you and I are pretty comfortable shooting from the hip with the placements that we have. For people that don't have those placements that are very fiery, like, how does that go down?
Right. Right. And I feel deeply for that.
Right.
Because we've had one of the reasons why we're this way is we've had examples where they weren't able to stand up for themselves. And we try to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so having compassion for people who don't know how to stand up for themselves or how to go against the grain of what's expected through their families or through their community or through their government. Mm-hmm. How do you support that? And I know this is going to sound, well, I don't know if it's weird. I feel like it's going to sound weird. I almost feel like the people who feel like they can't go directly up against an opposing force, you need to reach out laterally. Laterally say, hey, I've been feeling this way. Do you?
Yeah.
If you can find one, there's probably two.
I agree with that completely. I mean, you know, I was raised in the Midwest. And for anybody else that's ever been raised in the Midwest, there was a lot of overarching themes there of like, you just keep your mouth quiet. Your aim is to get a husband, you know, don't rock the boat too much, be a good girl, prim and proper, follow the way that you were raised, because that's the ultimate like direction that you should follow in all of your days. And I know that that's elsewhere too, but like in the Midwest, there's this mentality of like, doesn't matter how bad it gets, you just put your head down and you bear through it. It doesn't matter if you're in a like loveless relationship. You're married. You just put your head down.
You be strong.
Right. You just stay in it. And at the end of the like your life, somebody will say, oh, good job. Right.
And I will be good. I've had more whenever I've I'm sorry to comment along that line of thinking. I've done that before where I just dug in and endured. And I had more than one people. I live in Texas. I'm in the South. More than one people take me to the side and go, you're going to get your reward in heaven. You're a walking saint.
Yep.
And I at first I was like, thank you. I know. Right. But then later I was like, wait, why didn't you help me get out of here?
Right. Yes. Why did you condone this? Mm-hmm. Why did you allow it? Like you saw me suffering. Absolutely. I went through the same thing. And I think my point in that too, is that like, it was really difficult for me to divorce my ex-husband. It was really difficult for me to become a single mom. It was really difficult for me to go to college past my bachelor's degree. Like these were not things that you did where I was raised. Like that's just not the way it went, you know? And the only thing that I think helped me through that was latching arms with other people and being like, okay, well, somebody else fucking did it. And if that means somebody else can do it, then I can do it, even though I may not have the words or the actions to be able to stand up and defy the system that was set in place in front of me.
Right. And so it takes a lot of bravery to face the truth.
Yep.
To face where you don't belong. To face that you're no longer turn away from yourself. And there you're going to want more for yourself. That's the grand cross that's in the sky right now. It's Venus and Scorpio is asking us to open up to the raw truth of what we want and who we are. It's squaring into the South Node and Mars and Black Moon Lilith in Aquarius that's saying, oh, I don't belong here at all. And I might be kind of fucking pissed off about that. Ugh,
right.
Oh my God, this is killing me. North Node and Leo, love yourself no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus, now retrograde in Taurus, is saying you need to consider that you want more than you're willing to admit, and it may be beyond what you've seen before.
Yeah.
Consider that. Maybe you can't see it right now because it's retrograde, right? But something's coming. Something is on offer to you about what you can receive in life that is beyond what you think right now. Take a moment to evaluate your ability to receive that, and probably it's about admitting the truth of what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Against what you know you don't want anymore. This shit is bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And loving yourself no matter where you are.
Yeah.
I think you and I have a lot of Scorpio, so we emphasize on the Scorpio stuff, but right. Somehow I think the secret here is in Uranus retrograde in Taurus. I think that's the gem. The gem is the reason why this grand cross is happening is because we all need to evaluate what's possible. It is beyond what you've seen. And for you to be able to receive that, you have to adjust the truth of you, where you do and do not belong, and how far you can love yourself in the not knowing, in the being lost, in the being afraid of the unknown. Love yourself there too. You're going to have to do all of those things to enter into the new that you have never seen before. None of us have. A whole new world is coming.
I keep, when you were saying that, I kept seeing a flying fish of like, you know, I'm like, I can only imagine before the flying fish knew that they could fly, or before we videoed them, the assumption was, oh, I'm just a fish. This is just a fish swimming in the water. And then that a moment when they leap through the air and they fly across the water of like, oh, holy shit. Like, who even thought that that was a possibility, right? And then now this whole new world's open of like, not only can I swim underneath water, bitches, I can also fly. Like, this is amazing, right? It's like, I kept that image of like, we can't get there when we're also understanding like this limitation of like, oh, well, I only have the underwater to explore. That's the only place that I have to explore. No, you get to explore the air too. You get to explore the earth. You can crawl your ass up on the earth and explore there too. Like, all of it is available. And we also have to really be challenged on where do we have those constructs in place where we've bought into, oh, well, I'm supposed to be married, or I'm supposed to be in this partnership, or I'm supposed to be holding this job, or I'm supposed to be going to this school, or I'm supposed to look like this, and I'm supposed to dress like that, and I'm supposed to do this. Like, all of those supposed to things, like, where can we start stripping them away?
I'm going to take that as an actual question.
Yeah.
Do you believe in any of that shit?
No.
Do you actually believe in it? Everyone needs to be asking themselves, right. Do I really give a fuck?
Right.
Do I give a shit about heels that are breaking my feet? Really? Right. Think about it.
Right.
Do you really care about that? What do you really believe in? As we talk, the moon is crossing the galactic center in Sagittarius. Yes. Okay. It's squaring into the sun in Virgo. So sun in Virgo is about being present. It's about bringing the healing goddess energy and trying to turn wrongs into rights at its best, right? The trap of Virgo is to turn into worry, but we're not going to talk about that.
Right.
Exalted Virgo is about being present, being willing to do the work, and turning wrongs into rights. It's squaring into sun crossing galactic center in Sagittarius. What do you believe in? The galactic center in Sagittarius says, hope is always alive. We have unlimited possibilities, and the beliefs you hold will dictate the world you live in. Literally. Mm-hmm. I remember when Saturn crossed this in 2017, because I've got placements here. I've got really strong placements here. So when Saturn was crossing this area, it was saying, the beliefs you hold will dictate the world you live in. And I was like, got it, bitch. You've been saying that for 2.5 years. Keep it moving. Let's go. On to Capricorn. And I could feel Saturn saying, you're not listening. Mm-hmm. You're not listening. Sit down. And I was like, all right, one more time. The beliefs you hold will literally dictate the world you live in. If you believe the feminine should be stripped away and burned, welcome to war.
Right.
If you believe that your little cage with your special snacks is your greatest line of defense against any kind of harm in the unknown, welcome to oppression. Mm-hmm. Welcome to suppression. Welcome to caging yourself in and shutting yourself off. What do you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
What do you believe in? Really, you, individually, all people, individually. Uranus and Taurus is going to be a direct response to the collapse happening in Capricorn. The collapse in Capricorn is saying old rules, old structures, old mechanisms of suppression through fear are falling down. So what do we value? What do we value? What do we truly find important? We're going to have to evaluate what we truly believe in.
Right.
Hard.
It's very hard. And I think, you know, as you were saying that, I kept hearing that about the piece about how many of us have bought into like these self-help books, especially in the spiritual community, that's like, oh, The Secret, you know, The Secret was really big when it came out, or the movie The Secret, right? And I'm not discounting it. I'm not saying it's not valuable. Wherever everybody is at on their spiritual journey, it serves a purpose. However, how quickly so many people that have been in with community use that as their Bible of like, oh, well, in the secret, it says, this is what I should believe. This is how I should act. This is how I should train my mind. And how little I saw people doing like Akashic records, where they would go into their soul's contracts and look at like, well, what is your soul truly asking for? Who are you truly from a soul perspective? Not based upon what some book's telling you so you can manifest whatever you wish of like $10 billion. Like not that shit. Like truly, what is your soul speaking of? And how do you access that work rather than your Barnes and Noble's little $10 purchase?
Yeah. And so again, not in any kind of a way dismissing LOA to people right. who find that helpful for them right. right now. Okay.
Exactly.
But when you've been through trauma, for instance, yeah. There's only so far it can take you to go, oh, my fucking vibration brought this in.
Right.
All right. Exactly. Sure. In the grand scheme of things, maybe. Yeah. And probably I made some choices to engage in this when I probably shouldn't have. But at the end of the day, what is this trying to show me? Like, maybe it's trying to show me I need to want more for myself. Maybe it's trying to show me I need to love myself more. Maybe it's trying to show me how to ask for help. Maybe it's trying to show me a deep level of compassion I would not have otherwise because I'm about to be a light worker.
Right.
There's more involved with, it's more than I attract things that are shitty because I'm shitty and I attract right. things that are good because I'm good. No. Mm-mm. No, it's everything is trying to exalt you in some way. How is that? And I don't say that lightly. Like I've been through some really, sometimes I hear myself telling my story to people who are closest to me and I hear the words coming out of my mouth and I'm like, yep. Oh, fuck. I just talked to a girlfriend of mine the other day and I told her one of the things that happened to me and she was like, good God, really? I'm like,
yeah.
And so I absolutely understand, like maybe my vibration let it in and I allowed for it and I agreed to it or whatever. And maybe I needed to learn to want more for myself. But even more than that, I can sit in dark places with people and not run
right.
more than anybody I know. Yeah. If somebody is like, I've got something dark to tell you, can you sit with me? I'm like, oh yeah, nothing will scare me. There's multifaceted reasons why we go through things. So what do you believe? Do you believe that life is in your favor? Do you believe that that life punishes and rewards? Do you believe that, well, if I just vibrate high enough, good things will happen and bad things won't? What do you believe?
Right. I feel you the same way when I've had that experience of like showing my story and then that like response of, what? Really? Like, and then also realizing that a lot of times we give these 1,000-foot views, right? We give the sugared version of who we are, how we want to be perceived. And I just think like, as we're talking about these placements, like this is where we have to start being really raw. And maybe it's raw with ourselves of like, hey, my marriage is dead and I'm done. And maybe you're just saying that in the closet and nobody's hearing it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're whispering that to a stranger that's asleep on the bus stop next to you. Like, you know, like we have to start speaking these things out in order to liberate ourselves from it, but also in order to be able to see, we all have these stories and these places that we've hidden. And they are begging to come to the light. They are begging to be exalted. And yes, we may have played a role in them. And yes, we may have not played the beautiful scenario of a role of like, oh, it was perfect and roses and candy colored eye drops. Like it may not have been that. It may have been really fucking dark and horrible. And like, but it's all begging to be exalted. And so how do we start moving in that direction?
I have to say, as a side note, that's your generation. You're the Pluto and Scorpio generation. Your generation is in charge of declaring right and wrong, bringing up the truth and declaring right and wrong. So like I come from the Pluto and Libra generation where we're looking for a fairness. We're looking to consider all sides and we're looking to find common ground and balance or whatever the fuck. Right. And your generation, if I told you some of the things that I've seen, you'd be like, hold, pause. No, that's wrong.
Right.
That's wrong. Stop what you're doing. Stop analyzing. Stop explaining. That is categorically wrong.
Right.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are categorically wrong. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you invited it in with your vibration. It doesn't matter if you had a contract.
Right.
It doesn't matter. We have to start recognizing when some things are just fucking wrong.
Right. And being able to say and stand and honor, like, what are our true beliefs? Like, yes, they may be wrong. And behind that, I believe. I used to sit in circle and did a lot of, like, soul contract work and soul retrieval work where, you know, I had left previous lifetimes and had things untethered, I guess, in a lot of ways. They weren't resolved. And so I would sit in these circles and we would do this previous lifetime soul work. And the question that always came to me was like, you know, this is stuff that is not pretty to talk about. Like it's heavy stuff of like killing a brother or like things like that are really just not beautiful that would have, you know, landed you in jail or mm-hmm. stoned or burnt, like, you know, really judgmental stuff. And what the piece of the ceremony that really caught me always so beautiful is that you would walk through this retrieval and see these things that were horrific and also then be requested, are you ready to put that down? You ready to yep. not hold that anymore?
Yep.
And if you're ready to put that down and not hold it anymore, what do you want to replace it with? What is the true divinity that you are trying to replace it with?
I can answer that. I mean, if we're talking about collectively,
yeah,
this is Chiron and Aries. Chiron and Aries is having us heal how we've hurt ourselves, how we've hurt each other. And it's asking us to say, we're going to let that be over now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying a lot in readings, my personal feeling about this, because it is my Chiron return, so I feel it personally, is I go, we're going to let this be over now. I want to have a talk with Justice before we're going to let this be over now.
Mm-hmm.
And Chiron's going, that's not an option. We're going to let this be over now.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to take to let this be over now? And I think it's sitting still with your own wounds and going, yes, this happened. Bring the elixir of healing to it. Bring presence to it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring transcendence to it. Yes, it was wrong. Yes, it was wrong. But let's heal you up first. Then we'll go tackle why it was wrong. Let's heal you. You can't just wrap an ace bandage around something right. and run back out there.
Right.
Heal up your own wounds first. And then what happens is that point of hurt turns into deep compassion so yes. that no one under your watch will ever have to go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
You step in and you intercede. You step in and be an advocate. You step in and heal.
Yeah.
Step in to turn the wrongs into rights, Virgo.
Yeah. And then there's step your in. Beliefs. There's what you believe. This is what you are leading with, your heart-centered spaciousness.
Do you believe you can heal? Yes. Great. Heal. Mm-hmm. Do you believe you can let that healing and the experience of your suffering carry forward and stop the wrongs from happening again? Yes. Great. Walk forward. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening in to the Be the Evidence podcast with Susan and I. We are really grateful that you are here, that you're showing up, that you're willing to be seen, and that you're exploring these conversations. Thank you. If you're curious at all about the offerings and the readings that Susan and I do, I would really urge you to go to our websites. There you will find a lot more information about who we are and the services that we have. Susan can be found at susangrace.org, and I can be found at aubreycara.co. For all of our listeners of the podcast, we have set up a Patreon page specific to you guys. There you will find services that are not available to anyone else. And you can find us on patreon.com/bethe evidence podcast. When you're there, there are two different options for you to have access to a guided meditation and or a reading with Susan and I both. If you ever have any questions or comments or feelings that you would love to share or stories about how the podcast is resonating with you, we would love to hear them. Please feel free to reach out to us at betheevidencepodcast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, please know we are deeply grateful for all the ways that you are showing up. We see you, we hear you, we feel you. Thank you.